everybody. Thank you for joining us for our post-race media availability. In just a few minutes, we will be joined by our race winner, second place, third, and our race-winning crew chief. So just hang on, and they will be in here shortly. Thank you. And just a reminder, if you have a question, just go ahead and raise your hand within the Zoom platform, or you can type us a chat in the chat box and we will get to you. You can go ahead and start raising your hands. Now we will roll right into questions when they get here. Thanks. Hey there, Brett, you got us?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, we are joined by our second place finisher, Brett Moffitt, of the number 23 GMS Racing Chevrolet. We will go right into questions for Brett. We will kick it off with Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead when you're ready.
Yeah, Brett, is that one any easier to take because it just kind of came down to tires?
No. I joked on pit road, the worst year of my life continues, and it sure does. It sucks. We've had a lot of fast trucks, and none of them worked out. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I felt like we had a truck so strong tonight that ultimately the guys that were racing against us had to play the alternate strategy, and it just so happened that worked out for them better than it did for us and cost us another win. But, you know, at that point, whatever we did, they were probably going to do the opposite. So I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. It's just, you know, unfortunate the way these races keep playing out for us.
And with all the rain today, I guess they didn't put down any traction compound today. So was there just absolutely no grip on the bottom?
No, there was actually a decent amount. But as the race went on, you just had to, you know, be touching the apron to find it. First few laps was really, really sketchy. When Crafton started making the bottom work, it started gripping up and then it was able to lay down fast laps. But the tire Goodyear brought this year versus last year is a little bit softer and shows more wear, which makes great racing. But when you're running the left sides in the PJ1, it just really ate up the left front tire. And that was, you know, ultimately the downfall of our race is just used too much left front tire, got tight, and the 24 was just better than us at the end.
Thank you.
We will go next to Sterling Siemens. Go ahead when you're ready.
Brett, first of all, congrats on the good run tonight. I know it's not a win, but a good run nonetheless. And on the truck, we noticed that it's completely blank tonight, no sponsorship. But would wins be the thing that have to come out in order to get some sponsorship on the car, or are good, consistent runs like tonight enough to suffice?
I mean, you're talking to a guy that won a championship and got fired 10 days later, so I don't think wins matter. I think it's connections and building business relations. Wins aren't going to get it sponsored. It's just finding the right company that will pair with us.
Thanks, Brett.
We'll go next to Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thanks. Couple questions. Brett, just how important was it to get through tonight with the next couple races up on in this round of the playoffs, first of all?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, you never know what's going to happen here at Bristol. It seems like the last few years it's been a little bit calmer, you know, as far as tearing stuff up. But, yeah, going into tonight, my main goal, you know, outside of winning the race, which, you know, we had a great shot at, but my main goal was outpoints the playoff competitors, and we did that. You know, going into Vegas, I feel like is another track that can be very good for us. And if that goes well, you know, not even that we have to win it, just have enough of a points cushion going to Talladega that we're not worried. I think I saw out there we were plus 37. So if we can just build upon that and keep showing the playoff guys that they're going to have to go through us to win a championship, even though we have yet to reach victory lane, I think that's the motive to pound in their head in this first stage. So hopefully it'll keep going that way.
And also, is this the only race in the playoffs that you were going to not have a sponsor, or is that going to be the case in any other races?
I have no idea, to be honest. I found out about this week. So, yeah, I think we have some partners on. I know Talladega, a few of the other ones are covered. So, I think we're in good position, but, you know, we always are open to welcoming more. There's definitely not a abundance of sponsors out there right now. So we'll entertain any offer.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Dustin Albino. Go ahead when you're ready.
Yeah, Brett. Sam's proven to be pretty talented. He's won a lot of ARCA races. GMS is obviously one of the best truck teams. But are you surprised to see him battling for the victory and ultimately win in just a seventh start?
No. He ran really well here last year in a GMS truck, and I think the 99 kind of hooked him. And then Gateway, he was the class of the field a few weeks ago in that truck, and ultimately it came down to a restart that he got beat. I said it then, and I'll say it now. He's a really good race car driver. If he could just get restarts down a little bit better, which will come with experience, but that's definitely the weak link right now for Sam. But yeah, he does an extremely, extremely good job driving our cars and our trucks. And, you know, it's fun to, at the same time, he's only 17 years old still. So it's fun to watch him grow and mature as a driver. And, obviously announced he's going to JRM. So that'll be interesting to see as well.